And now, who's up today? Hang on a second. Oh, there you are. Please be seated. Open up to Revelations chapter 18. Revelations chapter 18. There's great deception that we know. There's great deception out there in the world. And, of course, Satan is trying to deceive us, trying to deceive this world. And that's why we have to be grounded firmly in the truth and believe everything that the house of Yahweh teaches. You can't be deceived if you'll only believe, right? And, of course, the Catholic Church has their teachings, and they're deceived this whole world. But there is no salvation out there except at Yahweh's house. The only thing that the world offers and the Catholic Church offers is a way of living. It's a lifestyle. And, of course, it's not Yahweh's lifestyle. And they don't offer salvation. They offer a way of lifestyle in opposition to Yahweh's way. In Revelation 18, look at verse 23. This is what we're going to base it on today. And the light of the lamp will shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants, for the great men of the earth, and for by your sorceries all the nations are deceived. Now notice the first part of this verse, that light, the light of a lamp, will shine no more at all in you. You remember the mark of the beast, and as Pastor has been talking about the mark of the beast and speaking about rehearsing that book. Remember, in the mark of the beast, that light is that lamp of the goddess that stands there and guards the entrance way and greets everybody that comes to America. Okay, it's the Statue of Liberty in New York City. And notice it says, the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride will be heard no more at all in you. Well, it's getting that way because, you know, now it's legal in New York and in other places for this quote-unquote same-sex marriages. Okay, so sodomy is taken over and sodomy is being greatly accepted and widely accepted as a form of relationship. And even the Pope today, Pope Francis, he endorsed the same-sex unions and stuff like that when he was in Argentina. But this great men, notice it says the great men of the earth, the great men, that's number 3175, it means great men or chief men. And it also means lords. They're the chief men or the lords of the earth. Okay? The word nations is number 1484. And one of its meanings is tribes. Refers to the tribes. Showing you, once again, connecting all the things that you've learned at Yahweh's house about the 12 tribes, you know, going out throughout the whole earth. And that word deceived is number 4105. It means to lead astray. To lead astray. Or to wander from the truth. To wander from the truth. It means cause to lead into error. Cause to lead into error. And it means to seduce, like the great whore seduces those who will follow her. And it also means to roam. Or to roam about. R-O-A-M. Again, remember, the Romans. Okay? The Romans, right? They come from that word, Rome, to lead about. And this is exactly what has taken place. These lords, these great men of the earth, these Romans, okay, are teaching sodomy. And it's also talking about sorceries. For the sorceries of all the nations, they were deceived. You know, the sorceries is the drug industry. Also the teachings that come forth, because it means spell portion and so forth. You know, it put people into spells by teaching them this God worship. And remember, New York. And remember, also the pharmaceutical industry, this is one of the things, too, that actually drives the financial system today. And remember, we're talking about New York City. New York City? Okay. This is the, from the Catholic Encyclopedia, the Archdiocese of New York, notice that New York is now the largest see in population. Now, the see, that's where the seat of the Bishop's Cathedral is located at, the place where the Bishop's Cathedral is located. And cathedral comes from the word which means chair, and that stems back to the fact when Moshe's seat, and the people would come and teach, and Yeshua warned about follow the teachings, but not what they teach otherwise. And he warned the people that they had control at the time of Jerusalem there. And it's also the most important in influence, notice. The most important in influence. New York is the most important in influence and material prosperity of all the ecclesiastical divisions of the church in the continental United States. Now, there's 32 of these divisions, 33 actually, of these divisions, and they're divided up. We'll get into that a little later, maybe. But notice, material possession, okay? Again, showing the connection with the lords and the merchants, okay, in Revelations there. Diocese, it talks about the word diocese. Here's the definition of diocese, okay? Originally, it's the term diocese signified a management of a household. Management of a household. Now, remember the 12 tribes came out of Egypt, okay? They came out of Egypt, and interesting because the Egyptian word for Pharaoh was the king, and the Egyptian word for Pharaoh is, the meaning of the word Pharaoh in the Egyptian language is great house. So they were taught by this great house of Egypt, okay, and when they forsook Yahweh, you remember, they left Yahweh's teachings, and they became known as the Holy Roman Empire, okay? So originally the term diocese signified management of a household, thence administration or government in general. The term was soon used in Roman law to designate the territory dependent for its administration upon a city. Now, when you think about a city, you should be remembering about the seven hills of Rome, right? That's the seven hills, the city. The city that sits on seven hills. Now, recently we had a pope that was elected. The pope, when he was elected, and you could see this on the news, when the cardinal came out on the little balcony there, he announced, and he said this ahead of time, they were going to talk about it and say what he would say. When he came out, he said, "I announce with great joy, we have a pope, the eminent and most reverend Lord Francis." And that's where they introduced him, as Lord Francis, the most reverend Lord. Now, the word Francis itself, I was curious about what the pope's name meant. The word Francis means to be free or freeman, like a mason, or freedom, okay? So Pope Francis is the Lord Francis is the Lord of freedom, okay? Freedom from the laws of Yahweh, as Daniel 7:25 talks about, okay? And freedom of democracy is being pushed throughout the world, as Revelation 6 talks about. So this pope, his name was Jorge, rather appropriate, huh? Jorge Mario Bergoglio, okay? Now, pope, of course, means father. Jorge means earth worker or tiller of the soil, earth worker. So, you know, Cain was a tiller of the soil, wasn't he? And the whole world is going after the way of Cain. So we can see where it's leading to, it's signifying the work that's going on throughout the world. Mario is Latin in origin. It comes from the god Mars. And it's derived from Marius. That's M-A-R-I-U-S. Marius. That's the masculine of Maria, which is Mary. Okay? And this one site says, therefore, it's associated with the cult of the Virgin Mary. And we know what the first act that the pope did is the very next day, he went and dedicated his whole popery to the Virgin Mary. Okay? Remember the Madonna. Now, there was another website that said that the meaning of Mario is also a Hebrew boy name, meaning bitter king ruler. Bitter king ruler. And the name, the surname Bergoglio, if you break that into two, B-E-R-G, the first part, B-E-R-G, that means mountain in many languages. And of course, as we know prophetically, a mountain is like a government, like the house of Yahweh. And also remember, they have diocese, which is their form of government too. And then the last part, Oglio, O-G-L-I-O, from dictionary.com and Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says, both of them in other places will say it's an archaic variant of oleo, O-L-I-O, oleo. And that word means mixture. And also oleo comes from the Latin word, which means olive oil. So you can see here that there's this mixture of olive oil, the right mixture of the righteousness and the evil. It's not the golden oil, right? And remember the parable of the 10 virgins, okay, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The foolish virgins thought that any oil would do, right? They didn't seek for the golden oil the way that they should. They just thought that any teaching was okay. But the wise virgins will seek for that golden oil. So prophetically speaking, you see, his name kind of shows his intentions that the Pope, Mary's bitter king ruler, works throughout all the world to bring this mixture, this teaching that's against Yahweh. And this deception is accomplished, of course, through the lords of the earth. Which, by the way, here's an article. And it said, focus on the mission. Stay true to the cross, the Pope tells the cardinals. Francis called the princes of the church brother cardinals instead of Lord cardinals, as Benedict did. So they're not shy about using that name, whatever, you know. And brother cardinal, that kind of sounds friendly, don't it? It's just a deceptive way, you know, of hiding the truth of the barbarianism of these people, you know, and the brutality that they represent. But in the Catholic Encyclopedia, again, the word cardinal means principal or chief. Principal or chief. And you remember, Yeshua Messiah had to put up with the chief priests in his day. Now, if you were Catholic, you probably recognize his name. Monsignor. Okay? Monsignor is the horrific affiliation. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. The honorific affiliation, meaning my lord, reserved for bishops and archbishops when speaking or writing to them. Okay, that's a Monsignor. Okay, and all of these are titles that they give them to themselves to build themselves up. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. And we'll see something here. And Yahweh was talking about in prophecy. Jeremiah chapter 2, look at verse 30. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 30. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 30. The prophet says, in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 30, in vain I have stricken your children. They received no correction. Not that they didn't get the correction. They did get the correction to the prophets, but they wouldn't receive that correction. Okay, it's like when Yeshua talked about, he said, those who will receive this information, they can become the sons of Yahweh. Okay, so they receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Notice, your own sword, your own people came against the prophets and destroyed the prophets. And is it not written, as Yeshua said, that you killed all the prophets, you murdered them when they came to you? Verse 31, O generation, see the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of darkness? No, the darkness came about because they refused the light. They refused the laws of Yahweh. They refused that correction. They refused the prophets when they came to them. They refuse today, the world refuses, when the one whom Yahweh has sent in these last days comes to them and brings them the message, and they're in darkness. Why do my people say, we are lords, we are free, we will come to you no more? And that's exactly what they did. As a result, remember Yahweh said by the prophets, he removed their name. He removed his name from their mouths. And today, you no longer find them saying the name of Yahweh. To this day, the corrupted form of the people, Jewish people, as the world calls them, do not say the name of Yahweh, because Yahweh has removed it from them. But notice it says, we are lords. That word lords is number 7300 in Strong's, and it means to have dominion, to rule, or to be a lord, to be a lord. Brown, Drive, and Briggs says the word also means to wander restlessly, to roam. That kind of sounds familiar with what we talked about in Revelation, didn't it? To wander restlessly and to roam. You know, there's more proof of the knowledge and the teaching of Yahweh's witness that the lords are these Romans. Okay? Now notice, to wander restlessly. In Genesis 4:12, remember, says Cain said he would ever be searching for peace on earth. He would ever be searching for peace on earth. He would be wandering restlessly for peace. Okay? Now Cush brought forth the Nimrod system. We know that. But he learned it, of course, from the teachings of Cain, of which the whole world is gone after. So if we could search the ancient records, we'd probably find that Cush prayed to the Lord Cain, you know, making him a pope. Now notice, it says, my people say we are lords. Again, this shows the 12 tribes, what it ended up going to. They ended up going to this point, getting to this point. And later, of course, they became known as the Romans when they left the worship of Yahweh. But keep that in mind, it says, my people. Here is another article. The Pope says, Jesus satisfies a human longing to see God's face. Now, this is from Zenit.org. It says, what the prophets of the Old Testament long for is made possible by Jesus Christ. The Eucharist, the Pope said, is the great school in which we learn to see the face of God. The great school, okay? It's this great school of this teaching comes forth by the Eucharist. Without it, there would be no Catholic Church, okay? Because it's based upon the Eucharist. That's what the Mass is based upon. It's the sacrament of the Eucharist. Now remember, Jesus shows the face of God. Face means presence, okay? Again, under the article Eucharist in the Catholic Encyclopedia, it says the name in which Jesus Christ is truly present is in the Eucharist. Okay, and then you have the transubstantiation, which is the change of the substance of bread and wine. That's when the priest holds up the little host and the cup into the body and the blood of Christ. Now, that belief is that wine turns into the actual human blood and that bread turns into the actual human flesh. Now, it's very important that you understand that and realize that point. That's an important point. And it also says that it's the first duty of Catholics to adhere to what the Church proposes in reverence to the Eucharist. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. It's the first duty of the Catholics to adhere to what the Church proposes concerning the Eucharist. Okay, in other words, don't back off from it. Okay, adhere to what they teach. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. For even though there are many gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and there are many lords. As many gods and many lords. We know that, right? Now look at verse 7. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 5. Verse 7, it says, however, not all possess this knowledge. Not everybody knows that there's lords and gods in heaven and earth. Not everyone possesses this knowledge. But some throughout all their lives, even until now, are accustomed to the worship of gods. They're used to it. They were raised up that way. Their parents were raised up. Their grandparents were raised up that way. So throughout all their lives until now, they're accustomed to the worship of gods. And they still eat that which is offered to gods. And because of this lack of knowledge, they are defiled. They eat what's offered to gods and they become defiled. That word defiled is number 3435. And in Thayer's, it means to contaminate. To contaminate. And it's used of those who have not kept themselves pure from the defilements of sin, who have soiled themselves by fornication and adultery. Keep that in mind. They've soiled themselves by or far from fornication and adultery, or from the results of it. Okay? Now turn over to Isaiah 65 real quick. Isaiah 65. Keep that in mind. Isaiah 65. It's on page 570. Isaiah 65. They have eaten to the gods and they become defiled. Notice that. They become defiled. Okay? In Isaiah 65, verse 4, it says, who assemble and spend the night keeping memorials for the dead. The dead. Another scripture talks about they follow after the priests, right? Who eats swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels. Okay? In Isaiah 65, verse 4. Okay, the word broth there, as you see, it means soup, okay? And then it tells you to look at the next word, which means a soup full of crumbled meat, a broth. Then it tells you to look up 48:32, it means a curative or a medicine, okay? Then the word abominable things is in the vessels, it says. The word abominable is number 6292. It means unclean or sacrificial flesh. Unclean sacrificial flesh. The word vessels is 3627, and it means an instrument, a tool, or an apparatus. An apparatus. Keep that word in your mind, apparatus. Now don't forget, the vessels is speaking about the blood vessels of the human body. And this unclean sacrificial flesh is going into the blood vessels of the people. This is what's in vaccines. Okay, vaccines are highly ineffective and toxic, notice. They're highly ineffective and toxic. According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the following substances are found in flu vaccines. Aluminum. Sure, you want that in your body, don't you? Antibiotics. Egg protein. Why not just eat the whole egg like I always give them to you? Formaldehyde. Well, you need that running through your veins, don't you? And, of course, monosodium glutamate. Keep you alive and fresh. MSG. And thermosol, which is mercury. And human aborted fetal apparatus. That's what people's putting inside of their bodies. Okay? There's that word, apparatus. Human aborted fetal apparatus. Now, let me read you something from the Catholic Education Resource Center. Immunity from evil. While most parents are shocked to learn that their children have been injected with vaccines cultured on or containing residue components of aborted fetal tissue, in the United States, there's 10 different vaccines for chickenpox, hepatitis A, polio, rabies, and rubella are cultured on aborted tissue. Development of the rubella vaccine actually involved not one, but 28 abortions. 27 abortions were performed to isolate the virus, and one abortion to culture the virus. From at least 27 so-called therapeutic abortions conducted on women at risk for rubella. Since the live virus was not detected until the 27th abortion, the preceding 26 abortions were apparently performed on perfectly healthy babies. By contrast, here's the sick part. By contrast, the Japanese researchers simply obtained a live virus by swabbing the throat of an infected child. They didn't kill, but the U.S. did. Okay? These were therapeutic abortions. Therapeutic. From the Greek word, which means one ministering. One ministering. Well, what's a minister? It's a priest, right? It's a priest. Isaiah 66, verse 17 says, they sacrifice themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, the churches, following after the priests. Following after that priest. So this shows that it was the priests who encouraged this, even though they deny it. We still have the proof. Now, the U.S. is divided into 33 provinces, ecclesiastical divisions. Texas has two. And then there's dioceses and the parishes inside of, and then all the churches and the people. The central leadership of the Catholic Church in the United States is called the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and they make up the bishops and the archbishops. Okay? Now, here is what they released. In August 2001, the U.S. Bishops, which is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, issued a statement allowing that parents may use vaccines to protect the health and the health of their loved ones without serious sin, even if the vaccines were cultured in fetal cells that ultimately came from an elective abortion. So they admit it. They admit it. That should make sense. We should be able to see what Revelations 18:23 is talking about. The merchants, the great men of the earth, New York, the financial capital of the world, you know, by their sorceries, their pharmaceutical industries, which was estimated to make $970 billion last year. $970 billion. globally. A low estimate was going to be $960 billion. $970 billion. So the whole world is deceived into thinking that they can break these laws and still have health. Now, the Catholic Encyclopedia said about the first duty of the Catholic is to adhere to what the Church proposes. Okay? Adhere to what the Church proposes. That word propose means to declare something, to declare a plan for something, or to have a plan or an objective. Okay, so their plan and objective is to get people to think that it's okay to take human flesh or human body, parts of a human body, and put it inside of you. And that's what they teach through the Eucharist, when you take the Eucharist, because it turns into the body and blood of JC. And that's their whole point, is to deceive the people. So what's behind that plan? You got the video ready? Go ahead and play.
Of course, they don't know what the name Jesus means. And they don't bother to look it up or where it came from. And they don't know that it means pig, unclean animal, that Satan has used to go into the minds, the lard. That's the lard in you. That's where the word Lord comes from. And they eat this wafer, the lard, the Lord body in you. Now, you know what that's got to be made of, that wafer. Why do they keep it a secret, the recipe for that wafer? Did you ever try to get the recipe for it? Many have. Does it also have dead popes in it? Well, that would be the lard in you twice, the pig lard plus the lard popes. All the lords that have died and gone, did they take a portion of their body and make something from it to put in these people's bodies? Does it have lard in it? If I were a betting man, if I had a job in Las Vegas, I would put some odds that it does.
Well, I know if I was a better way, I'd put my money on too. Because you can believe the words of the witness. You can believe everything that Yahweh teaches through his house. So you can see what they teach in the Catholic Church, when they push this, you know, you can see where they're heading for. It's to get the people to gladly accept this. And once the people accept it, you remember the Catholic Church will throw something out. If people abhor it, they'll back up. And then they'll wait a while and they'll push it out a little bit more. And they'll keep pushing it out until eventually start people accepting it and it becomes the norm. It's natural for you to do it. You're queer, it's natural. Don't worry about it. You know, it's a natural thing to do. But remember, all this came out of Egypt. When the 12 tribes came out of Egypt, they brought forth all the pagan, modern pagan holidays we have today, right? One of them is Christmas, which is a big moneymaker. Remember, financial system, everything's based upon money. Why is Christmas so important? Well, when you look up Santa Claus, Santa Claus is a personification of the spirit of Christmas, the big old jolly fat man, right? What does Santa Claus mean? It comes from sent and here. Lord, Saint Lord. The American, it tells you to look up mine here. Mine here means my Lord. So you can see that when they're worshiping Santa Claus out there and pushing them, they're pushing the Lord once again. And these church officials love to be called lords. And they're pushing forth this Lord worship. That's why you see the entire book of Yahweh based upon condemnation of Baal worship, of Lord worship. This is what we're coming out of. This is the golden oil that's been presented to us to make us clean and pure and to get this stuff out of our lives, out of our minds, and to be able to gladly accept these things so that we can be turned into the perfected beings, the golden ones that Yahweh is looking for. May Yahweh bless your understanding. At this time, if you please stand. I turn it over to the great Kahan Zafon.
Hello, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Please be seated. Now, you've probably already heard about the bombing in the Boston Marathon, so we've got basically three stories about that. But keep a few things in mind as you're watching these stories. One, that once the nuclear wars kick into full gear and start, these bombings won't even be remembered. They'll be such a small thing, it'll actually look to them like the good old days. And two, watch how the people that are speaking in these videos, they're looking for answers, and they say it's like chaos. And remember, that's what Genesis speaks about, the world being in darkness or chaos. And then notice also that they're told to stay away from trash cans. So this kind of shows you the impossibility of dealing with someone who has no character education, because, you know, they can have gun control, they can have pressure pot control, and they can have trash can control, but it's not going to be any benefit unless they have self-control. Then the other thing to keep in mind is they're going to bring these people to justice, supposedly, and maybe they already did, but there is no, when there's justice, there's no bomb in the first place. And that's what we teach. We need to make it so that no one even wants to make a bomb. And the ones who are speaking against us and slandering us are actually the ones causing this problem, the media, the Catholic Church, and they are a national security threat by trying to keep this message from going out. So let's play the video. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins!
Shalom, everyone! You're looking great. Praise God. Let's go big now. Come on. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The world don't have any peace at this time, and it grieves me greatly, but Scripture shows that this is the only way that will bring peace, of course, is to let the wicked play their hand out and prove to them that their way will not bring peace. The woe to the world was pronounced in Revelations 12:12. The meetings that the house of Yahweh, I'll get my breath here in just a little bit. The meetings that the house of Yahweh has been bringing to the world, we were talking about it this morning, because the boys that did the bombings, as you saw, it's been going on all week. They came from areas where, of course, these people wanted the peaceful solution taught. And I know you remember some of this, the World Council of Religious Leaders. It was held in New York in 2000, and in fact, it's August 28th when that was my birthday, when I was there witnessing to the religious leaders and passing out booklets on how to stop violence, world violence, domestic violence of all kinds. We have it. We're the only ones with the answers to bringing world peace. Yahweh gives the answer in the Holy Scriptures, but of course it's been ignored by mankind, and what we're seeing now is the end result of man's ways of rejecting the laws of peace. But on August 28th through the 31st of 2000, we were at the UN building at that world. It was the World Council of Religious Leaders. And we were invited, and of course we passed out booklets to everyone. We had stacks of them and sitting on tables, and they were all taken. So we know they got them. This was in the year 2000. And that also that year, the International Peace Conference in Ottawa and Ontario, Canada, I was keynote speaker in that conference, and that too reached the world and politicians and all. Then in 2001, February 23 through 25, the Global Conference on Peace held right here in this building. The House of Yahweh hosted that Global Conference on Peace. And if you remember, there were several nations represented here at that conference. The one from Armenia, the man that was most interested in pushing to get the peaceful solution character education taught in his country, his name was Vardan Vardanyan. He was a peace promoter from Armenia. He invited me to Armenia to visit the educational minister, which I did, and we set up a meeting. In fact, the educational minister already had this set up from the work that Vardan was doing there, and the plans were to bring all the teachers from Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia to this meeting, to one large building for a week. And I was supposed to teach them at that time. Now, China was also represented here at the Global Peace Conference. China, Israel, Canada, Austria. I can't remember all the states, but I know they were the nations, but they came to this conference right here in this building. Well, the summer now of 2001, we traveled to Armenia and met with the Minister of Education and Science, Levon Markthachyan. At this meeting, plans were made to teach Armenia, Georgia, and Azerbaijan. I've got a map here. The boys were from Chechnya, which I marked in yellow. Here's Georgia. Here is Armenia and Azerbaijan. So you'd see these nations right here. They're all, of course, in that fourth part of the earth that the scriptures mention, in and around the great river Euphrates, where the scripture shows that the wars will start. Now, with that, I want you to remember Malachi Martin's book that he put out called The Keys of This Blood. That's available to anyone who wants to get it. He showed that Mary would make war. She's going to start a war. Now, this was put out before the war in these countries began. But Malachi Martin wrote that Mary would make war against the Muslim nations, but she also named nations like China and Russia. Now, of course, these boys were Muslims. And if you think of what's taking place here, you're going to see hatred brought against the Muslims, which is not the right thing to do. The suspicion of every Muslim now is going to be in the minds of the people, and this is what Satan wants, to using her propaganda to stir up hatred, and the world will fall into this trap. It's already in this trap. The war started because peace was taken from the earth, as the scripture shows that it was. But when we were in there and made the plans, then we were going to go back and teach those countries. And then the war, if you remember, broke out in Afghanistan. In October the 7th, 2001, well, September the 11th, the World Trade Center was attacked. October 7th, 2001, the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, starting the War of Terror, as it was called. And, of course, this disrupted our plans. If Yahweh had intended for us to go at that time, he would have opened the doors to do so. But we were told by the officials, actually warned by them, that yes, you can go, we'll let you go, but we don't see any way that we could get you back. And this was the problem. After that, in 2002 of July, we went to Rome and we witnessed to all the... this was a meeting that was the International Criminal Courts. This was the opening of the International Criminal Courts. And, of course, we witnessed there. I met a lot of people from a lot of different countries, and they were interested. But without follow-up, of course, the peaceful solution, it doesn't walk by itself. It has to have teachers. It must have teachers or it won't survive. But remember, the war then broke out in Afghanistan. One of the statements that I caught on the news that one of the boys made, it was the older brother, was that he was a very religious man. He had no friends in the United States because he was a very religious man, and when he started talking religion, no one wanted to hear. And he said, he made the statement that he didn't like all this killing going on in Afghanistan. And of course, Revelations 6, 1 through 6, it shows that peace will be taken from the earth. And of course, the curse is on the earth. Now, we're asking right now, and all of America is asking, they're asking, why would two young men, at the beginning of their lives, why would they come here and strap on bombs or carry bombs that would kill people, that would kill masses of people? And, of course, the answer to that, the people in Chechnya was also asking. They were asking there, why is America coming into our country and killing us, killing our people? Well, of course, the answer is the same for both. It's deeper than just someone getting angry and strapping on bombs. In fact, it's been bred and planted, fertilized by propaganda now for thousands of years, and Yahweh shows that there will be a showdown finally. But they killed, I don't know if the boy is dead, the second boy is dead, but he's in critical condition. But the world will see this and they'll mourn for a while, and like the school shootings, they'll put it behind them and they'll go to sleep again spiritually and just forget it and go on their way, bringing forth the same sins that brought these killings. But it won't stop here, because the hatred is built and it's bred, and there's plans and groups, maybe much larger than this, of course, that... And Malachi Martin also spoke of that. He said, imagine, he said that Russia, when he wrote the book, he said Russia is now a teddy bear, but he said she could turn into a grizzly overnight because she has the means to do so. These boys had bombs, of course. That was the best they could do. But if you think of the hatred that went on in these boys' minds, being willing to give up their life to kill Americans whom they blame for the deaths of other people in their country, Muslims. And now the hatred from this propaganda, you know, every Muslim that buys a pressure cooker, you know, they'll be looked at with suspicion. They'll probably be reported and the FBI will go and check them out. It could get this bad. But everyone is now under suspicion, and everyone who follows righteousness now, or any form of righteousness, the Muslims do still follow a form of righteousness. In America, what we call the West, we have pushed through the televisions, through Hollywood, we have pushed fornication and adultery. I don't think even the world, any of the worldly people could deny this, and most of the world hate it. Most of the world hates what we've brought forth here in America. Our Yahweh said in prophesying this, and I want you to ask yourself, if you're an unbeliever, how would Yahweh know that in this time we would have nuclear wars, we'd have hatred, every man against the hand of his brother, he said, in this time period, and shows you the time period exactly, the exact generation this is going to take place in. How could he possibly know this? The people who wrote the Holy Scriptures, they wrote these things for us. And there's thousands of prophecies showing us what is going to take place in this generation, including the bombs. But the hatred is severe, brought on by what? If a man comes home and finds that his child, now this is what stirs the hatred the most. This hits him hard. But if a man comes home and finds out that his child has been molested by a priest or by whatever, you know, the hatred, he can't control himself the way that mankind is now. And without the peaceful solution, you're not able to control yourself. And this is what's going on in the world. Well, there might be the starting point right there. Or a daughter raped or seduced, or even his wife. You know, but this is what's being pushed from Hollywood. Even though it's bringing forth sickness, scientists know that it's bringing forth gobs and gobs of sickness right now. I don't know if I brought that article. I would like to read at least one article. Women for against drunk driving. They claim that it's not drunk driving that actually causes the most deaths in our youth. And they've admitted this in this article. What's causing more deaths than anything is homicides, suicides, alcohol poisoning, and other causes. Much more than drinking and driving. Now, then you ask, well, why? You know, well, no answers. They have answers, but they don't want to take the answers that they get. They have a solution now. In fact, we're pushing the solution that would stop all of this. It would teach children not to overdrink. It teaches them how to make decisions ahead of time. That's what the peaceful solution character education is. It would stop world wars. It stops prison fights, bullying, rioting. All of these things are stopped for it. But now listen to this one. Seven die from meningitis in New York, as outbreak spreads across the city. Well, what would cause this now? Well, of course, the answer is here. And they're saying New York City has been hit with a bacterial meningitis outbreak
And this is not just the regular meningitis. This is a bad one. This is a mutated one. The God's newly come up, as the prophet said. With 22 people infected so far, according to city health officials, who are urging promiscuous gay men to get checked. They know this. They know this is the cause of it. This meningitis, this new strain now, causes an inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain. Now, Yahweh says this causes confusion. Yes, anything, any of these things that reach the brain causes confusion. But mostly STDs, which, as I said, it's being pushed, has been started in my generation now, as Yahweh said it would, with television sets, which were invented in my lifetime. In my generation, they were invented, and right away they started taking peace from the earth. That was one of the ways. They had men fighting, killing, going to prison because he got angry and wouldn't kill someone for raping his daughter or his wife or something similar to this. Women did the same thing. Songs were written about these things taking place. But movies was produced pushing them. And the old saying was, all things are lawful in love and war, or all things are fair in love and in war. If you can take it, if you can go to a man's house. I remember reading a story, or maybe I heard it, where a preacher had gone to a man's house, and the farmer met him there, and he said, the Lord sent him to talk to the farmer's wife. Well, the farmer knew what he was up to, and he said, well, the Lord spoke to me before he spoke to you, and he told me to meet you there and beat the hell out of you. Well, these things, brethren, these things show the hatred, but it shows what we have thrown away here that some of the Muslims protect. They respect the law that says don't commit fornication, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lust after another man's property. These laws we've pushed aside and we've said, oh, all is fair in love and war. And then if you invade a country in war, we consider it fair now. But the people there are asking, and these two boys did, they were asking the question, why are they coming here? Why are Americans coming here and killing our people? And we're saying, why are these two boys coming here and killing us? But the answer is the same. We've pushed aside what would protect us. We've pushed aside what would teach the man, don't go and lust after your neighbor's property. Don't go and do this to that man. It will cause trouble. It causes hurt. Hurt you can't get over. It's always there in the back of your mind haunting you. And even though your wife is faithful, the most faithful woman on earth, you still have the doubts. How can you get rid of this? And it still nags at you. Well, this is what's going on between these countries. But Malachi Martin said about Satan, she's going to make war against all forms of righteousness. That's what the scripture calls it. Malachi Martin said, she's going to make war against everyone who won't worship her. Who does Mary represent? Mary represents the Catholic Church. This is not the mother of the Savior. It's the Queen of Heaven spoken of in Jeremiah I know most people don't know anything about their Holy Scripture, so they don't know about this, but you could look up the Queen of Heaven in any concordance and find the Scriptures, and the prophets condemned the people for following this Bloody Mary. Well, Malachi Martin says she's going to make war against the Muslims, the Muslim nations, or anyone, he said, who will not worship her. We'll get much deeper into that, the way she's made this war. And of course, you saw a great example here. Here's two Muslims that came here, and right away, the news media is going to pounce on this, already pouncing on it, very slyly, but they're pouncing on it to show and build up hatred for the Muslims some more. Malachi Martin said it. She's going to make war. Wake up. She's making war. And she's using people to do so. As Revelation 12 shows, she's cast down, woe unto the earth. She's cast down and she uses the people to go and make war against all forms of holiness. It's a form of holiness to protect your family, to protect your sons, your daughters, your wife, your husband. That was in New York City with 22. Concern is growing in Los Angeles after a gay 33-year-old West Hollywood man contracted meningitis this week and quickly went into a coma. He is now brain dead. University of Wisconsin, Madison, senior has also died of meningitis. So we see it spreading. We see it spreading. Very next article now, if you can combine the two together here, here's meningitis coming forth from what they prefer to call themselves gay. Meningitis that's killing people gets into their spinal cord and their brain, and many of them are dying. Others are, they show a slight confusion. What would you call this where two boys can't control their minds and they come here and strap on bombs and try to kill other people? That would be confusion, surely. Anyone could see that. What would you call it when a boy plans for years to go to get weapons and go to a school and kill little children? What would you call that? This is what it's called here, confusion, too. It gets in your brain. Yahweh said it was going to be worse in this generation than ever before. How would he know that? A disbeliever has got to be an idiot to disbelieve when the Scripture is so plain and gives you so many points to go on in little bitty details telling you what's going to take place, not somewhere down the line, but in this generation. And Yahshua, the Messiah, the high priest over the house of Yahweh, as Scripture shows, said in this generation we'll be able to see it. You'll see all of these things, he said. That's in Matthew 24. But here we have the meningitis. They're admitting that it's caused from sodomy. Sodomy, Yahweh says, causes confusion. That's in the 18th chapter of Leviticus for anyone who wants to look at it. Another one is eating pork, following the priests who eat pork. Yes, swine has bacteria, has little microorganisms, has little worms called trichina that actually get into the brain. And anything that enters the brain is going to cause confusion outside of what Yahweh has shown you can eat. And if you eat these things that he says is unclean, they will get into the brain and they will cause confusion. Well, here now, with all of this going on, it says Boy Scouts proposing to lift gay ban for youth. Well, yeah, we know it causes meningitis. We know it's causing sickness and disease all over the earth. Not just in the earth, in our seas, in our air, and the firmament. Yes, we know that already. But yet, let's lift the ban on these homosexuals and let them come on and sodomize our boys in the Boy Scouts. This really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Trying to figure out why. Why we invaded Afghanistan. Why people from that fourth part of the earth that's all clumped together. Now, Yahweh speaks of that fourth part of the earth where the war will start. Malachi Martin named it also, named the Muslim nations. Go over to Revelation 6. Revelation 6. This is all in Scripture, and anyone can piece this together. If you'll get our books and let us guide you, we'll guide you to piece it together. But Revelation 6, we're shown the quartet for this time period. We're shown the four horns of the golden altar, which no one on earth knows what that is except the house of Yahweh and the few that we have told. Praise Yahweh. The four horns of the golden altar, if you don't know, it is the sacrificial altar where Yahweh said, sacrifice these animals and keep reminding yourself of sin, because sin is what is bringing this upon you. Your sins. This is what's going to bring it, all these troubles upon you that he named in Deuteronomy the 15th chapter, including now the nuclear bomb that he gives the full details of it, even the fallout dust and the color of it, and says it's going to come down upon you till you be destroyed. Now that's the last drop in the bucket that's shown in, of course, Revelations. Revelation's the ninth chapter, but let's start here with chapter 6 of Revelations, where the Lamb, that is Yahshua Messiah, whose name the Catholic Church removed from the Scriptures. They admit they did it, the catechisms of the Catholic Church. We have the book. You can get the book. You can see what they did. It's a history of the Catholic Church and what they have done. And they admit they removed the name Yahweh and the name of Yahshua from the Scriptures. They didn't do it all. They didn't have that much ability, so they didn't know what they're doing in a couple of cases. And they let the name Yahweh and Yahshua go through. And the King James Version translated it Jehovah in one. And they translated Yahshua, Joshua in two cases. But now the commentators are saying this is not Joshua, it's Yahshua. And that's not Jozadek. That means Yahweh. Yahshua, the son of Yahweh. So it sneaks through. They can't cover it all. And Yahweh saw it. And, of course, he showed it to his house, and his house published it. But praise Yahweh. I know that Yahweh wasn't ready for us to go into these countries where these two boys came from, where Afghanistan, to take them the peaceful solution, because this was going to be taught by every teacher. And, of course, this would have changed Yahweh's plans at that time, because the sins of the people had not yet been fulfilled. And Yahweh is going to let them have enough rope, all of those who reject his laws. He's going to let them have enough rope to hang themselves. He's going to save about 2 billion people out of this 7 billion. And they, Yahweh shows in Revelation 7, will come to the house of Yahweh and be taught the peaceful solution. Praise Yahweh. Isaiah says after being taught that, they will learn war no more. It's apparent that these two boys had been taught war. Not only that, it was bred in them. The hatred was building daily. They got to the point where they couldn't stand themselves any longer. They had to go and try to kill. That was the answer that was put in their mind, to try to kill others. And this would relieve this pain of I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Well, we could have taught them differently. We could have taught them peace. We could have taught the nations, the United Nations. We went before them. We said, we gave them the solution to this. Some still contact us and say, what can we do to get this to so-and-so? Well, of course, what we need to do, and this will be brought soon, we need it for all the world. Unless it's, praise Yahweh, unless it's taught to all nations, it really won't work. It's got to be taught to everyone on the face of the earth to bring peace to the earth. But it will be taught and it will be learned and the people will learn war no more, Yahweh said. That's Isaiah 2 and Micaiah 4, if you want to write that down and read it for yourself. Saying, in the last days I will establish my house. Yes. Psalms 23 says, it's called the house of Yahweh. I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. The Catholic Church changed it to house of Lord. House of the Lord forever. Well, there's a big difference now in the word Lord and the word Yahweh. The word Lord comes from men. You can look that up in Unger's Bible Dictionary and look up the word rabbi. And you will see who you're worshiping when you worship the Lord. It says the word Lord is not even a divine title. That's what the Bible Dictionary says. I'm not making it up. Look it up for yourself. The word Lord is not a divine title and should have never been used to replace the Creator's name, which means they used it to replace the Creator's name. Now, that's simple enough. That'd be a simple enough job for you. Anyone, even a fool, can hear that and go and get him a Bible dictionary and look it up. The word Lord means rabbi. When you worship the word Lord, you're not worshiping Yahweh. It's not a title of Yahweh. You're worshiping dead rabbis. And they were rabbis who ate pork, who broke the laws of Yahweh. They didn't keep Yahweh's laws, as Christianity tries to say. They broke his laws. That's what the Savior, your Savior said, you had the law delivered unto you, but you haven't kept it. Are you asleep when you read the Bible? Look at what it says, actually. It's easy. Just look at what it says. Well, here in chapter 6 now, it's showing you seals that were closed in Daniel's day. Daniel 12 showed, go your way, Daniel, because I'm not going to reveal this until the end. And now he's revealing it. How's he revealing it? In the last days I will establish my house, and it will teach my ways. That's the job for the house. It's simple. That's where it comes from. So where do you go to find the answers? Not to the Catholic Church. They won't teach you these things. Not to any Christian organization. Not even to the Muslims. They don't know it. They have a form of religion, yes, that includes part of Yahweh's laws that was taught by Moshe. But that's all they know. They don't worship Yahweh. They don't come to the house of Yahweh. Deuteronomy 12 says, seek the place where Yahweh chooses to place his name. Now, that's simple. That's a simple command. Why won't they seek the place that Yahweh has chosen to place his name? Well, of course, you have deception entered in. You have hatred. You have sick minds. You have confusion. That's what the things we're fighting right now. And also the world is fighting it back and forth with each other. But Yahweh shows you, in the last days, I will establish my house and it will teach my ways. And eventually, we're going to see 2 billion people or more come to the house of Yahweh. That's prophecy. The first part has come true already in this generation, as it was prophesied for this generation. The house of Yahweh was established, and it's been preaching Yahweh's word now for over 40 years here in the wilderness of Abilene. Well, he says in verse 1 of chapter 6, and I saw the Lamb open the Lamb opened one of the seals. Now, to understand this, you'd have to know, well, what is the Lamb doing? The Lamb is up there with Yahweh. He died. He was murdered. He ascended to heaven, and he's in heaven. And why is he up there and we down here? And how is this message going to get to us? Well, it's all foretold in the Holy Scriptures. And in detail, it's foretold. Get our books, get our sermons, the book of Yisrael, and I'll answer it in detail. I have already, but I'll do it again. And he heard one of the quartet, called in chapter 4 and verse 6, four living, which means active powers, four active powers in the world today. That comes down from Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, showing four world ruling kingdoms combining their strength under four ruling religions: Pharisees, Essenes, Sadducees, and Herodians. And now they call themselves, all of them call themselves universal. Yes, they changed their name from what they were to universal, which means Catholic, or Catholic means universal. And they, with the quartet now, in this time period, the quartet was formed as an entity in 2002. Yahweh knew this 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and prophesied it. Long before that, he put a golden altar in front of the 12 tribes and said, "This is an altar of death." And when my 7-year plan is completed, the horns of this is going to fall to the ground. And day after day after day, they sacrifice on that altar. But it won't continue. They will learn war no more once Yahweh's way reaches all the nations and 2 billion people are converted. That's the ones that are left alive after the nuclear wars, famine, and disease. I'm telling you a lot here in a nutshell, but we can prove every bit of this, and I have in the books, where anyone can understand it. Even a child could understand this. In fact, we have children preaching it right now. And I heard one of the quartet saying, as with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And of course, this white, it represents righteousness. Here you see a mixture of righteousness, but the man is carrying war in his hands, a bow. And the Pope is the one that pulls the string on the bow. But he's given authority. The word crown there actually means authority. Given authority, a bow and a crown, that means authority, was given unto him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. How is he doing it? This is a great example of what you see here today that they've been practicing. Propaganda is what they've practiced for centuries when they took the Holy Scriptures of the prophets away from the people. Yes, the Catholic Church, the popes. This is history. Anyone can read this in history. They took the Holy Scriptures away from the people. For 2,000 years, it was illegal to own a Bible or to use these manuscripts. And if they caught you keeping the Sabbath, or as the Muslims keep the sixth day, if they caught you keeping anything but Sunday after Constantine said, "Sunday is the day we're going to worship in honor of the sun god," Baal. Baal, what is Baal? Unger's Bible Dictionary says it means Lord. Honor of the Lord. The Lord is not a divine title and should have never been used to replace the Creator's name. So if you were caught keeping the Sabbath or the sixth day, or if you didn't make your appearance, they had a Inquisition. And they also had accusations to go with it. And a House of Yahweh member, they would not accept testimony from them. These were witches. They were worse than Al Capone. They were hated by the people because of the propaganda built up against them. The stories that was told was, those people down there, they have a dog food factory. Now, this little girl disappeared. The last time she was seen down there. These were the goofy things that history shows that they would put out against a tribe of people who was congregated together trying to practice Yahweh's laws. Well, they'd get enough people with hatred in their hands, like forks and shovels and knives and spears, anything they could get their hands on, and they'd go wipe that community out. These were called crusades. They're still going on, but people don't seem to recognize it when they see this propaganda taking place. But the news media has now spread all over the world that these two boys were Muslims, so all Muslims now, this puts it in your mind, all Muslims now are haters. They hate you with a passion. So you better watch yourself about around these Muslims. Well, why don't we get rid of them? Why don't we blow them off the face of the earth with a bomb? Why don't we shoot them? You know, this is what's going on in the people's minds. They had this town, Boston, tied down. The people couldn't even leave their houses. They're coming in and going through every room, searching the rooms, and these people are wanting to get that boy and kill him. The boy is causing all of this. No, the boy is not causing all of this. It started long before these two boys were born. It started the shootings, the plans for this started long before this, to stir up trouble. And of course, with the hatred being built in the people's minds, he hits me, I'm going to hit him. That's what's taught in the schools. Also in the movies, where it penetrates more in the movies than it does in the school. But it's also taught in the churches. I remember Billy Graham, I had great respect for, because he taught a lot of the scriptures, even though he was mixed up on much of it and would deny most of the scriptures. But his son comes out and says, after the 9-1-1, after the 9-11 Trade Tower bombing, he said, no, we can't be like the Savior. We can't turn the other cheek. Well, they'd have been much better off. We would have been much better off. These two boys wouldn't have been, their minds wouldn't have been screwed up with a bunch of hatred. If we had, and this is what I wrote to the president, if y'all remember at that time, I wrote a long letter and put it in the Washington Post, I believe it was, New York Times something.
USA Today.
Urging him, don't retaliate. Don't retaliate. Find out why. Take a little time and find out why this took place. And let us make peace. Let us find a way to clean this up and where they will respect us again. Well, the hatred was built, because it started building a long time ago, as Malachi Martin said it would. But this is Satan and the propaganda and the hatred she brings forth. So, to be big in the world's eyes, you got to be tough and you got to kill. You don't find that being taught by the Savior. The people claim they follow the Savior. They're all a bunch of liars. They're not following the Savior. The Savior said, turn the other cheek. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. If they had have done what I asked them to do, they would not have invaded Iraq. They wouldn't have invaded Afghanistan, any of these territories. these boys would not have been here today. It's a long chain of events that started back with Cain. Cain killed Abel. Yahweh said, what you have done, you're choosing. Why didn't Yahweh kill him? Why didn't he take revenge on Cain and just kill him? That would have solved the problem, right? Did it solve the problem for this boy to kill himself that killed the people in the school? Did that solve the problem? No, there's several more coming behind him and behind him and behind him. How many plans are made right now to set off bombs, more bombs, and maybe bigger than those of a pressure cooker? They may have weapons of mass destruction already. This is already publicized that they could have. But these people that are planning these things, they're not all, you know, little boys that just sneak into a crowd and set off bombs not knowing, hey, there's a camera looking at me. You know, fear not, the fear is not in them at all. But the people that are planning the mass destruction have never opened their mouths. And as Malachi Martin said, Russia could turn into a grizzly overnight. And Russia has some bigger things than pressure cookers. I was going to buy a pressure cooker this week to cook my beans in. But with all this propaganda, I think I'll wait till it cools down a little. They may limit pressure cookers now to 12. This is the world's solution. Now, well, let's pass some more laws to limit the guns to 16 and 16 bullets per gun and pressure cookers. We might get through 17 of those. Might could allow that many. But the world has no answers. We have the answer here. We have the peace. Praise Yahweh. The peaceful solution, character education, if we put it to use right now in all of these countries here, but also the countries here in America, Russia, everywhere, who's harboring hatred right now, but they're also harboring fear. And Yahweh shows the fear does much more than the hatred, because they're fearing the United States now is going to take over all of those countries. This is the talk on the news, that they're fearing the United States, and they're getting ready. They're getting their bombs ready now. They've already had submarines that they brought up off of the coast and let the United States know, armed nuclear submarines that could wipe out huge cities, carrying more than 16 nuclear bombs with nuclear missiles. So the same minds now, the same mindset that these two boys had here is in world leaders. Confused minds that did the same thing that these boys did. Confused minds and hatred building up in that mind and fear along with the hatred. So they're getting ready. And it's mostly fear that's driving them to get this, what they call defense, but it's being built as if it's going to go into first strike. And that's what they're talking about. The one that gets the first strike, that's the one they say is going to win the war. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the service back to the next speaker. I love you!